time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, ZZ Top, George Thorogood, July 26th, Thursday night over at Cal Expo. That's the tickets we have. Those are the tickets we've got for you. If you can lick us and win. Joe's doing all superhero movies or anything to do with superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to do Scotch Bourbon Beer, since one of the bands performing on the 26th is George Thorogood. The other category that I thought was funny, but I guess no one else did, was famous men or women with beards. Now, see, to me, that makes me laugh. But what that basically is, when you boil it down, it could be anything to do with any man ever. Because I just want people to think about this. This is how my sick, stupid brain works. Easy to assume that almost every man has had a beard at one point or another, on camera or off, or as a ball player or a football player or a hockey player or as an astronaut. Think about all the things that men have done who are famous, and have they had a beard at least 1 week of their life? Or is there, every guy's had a beard. That's kind of the joke behind it.
Back in history, and they had them all the time.
Yeah. A lot of people like sitting around going, oh my God, the only one I can think of that had a beard is like Lincoln.
God, that's weird. That's the first person I was thinking of right when you said that.
That's what everyone thinks of. They're like, man, who else had a beard, man? Oh, Billy Gibbons, he's got a beard. Whoa, I'm out, man.
What about that guy that had them big old lamb chops? Alexander Hamilton had lamb chops. I mean, there was a bunch of people.
Yeah, did Jesus have a beard?
Who? Jesus had a beard.
Jesus had a beard. Yeah.
Was he going with the full grown beard, or was his like a little?
He had a little scraggly. He kind of had like a hep cat beard.
He didn't have a ZZ Top beard or nothing. No. But he had one.
No, but I want you to think about all the men that have had beard. I mean, Tim Allen's had a beard. I mean, look at David Letterman. He's had a beard. All these.
He's got one right now, doesn't he?
Yo, he's got a huge beard. Oh my God! Let's think about one of the most famous men with beards, Santa Claus. All these different men have had beards, and they've had beard. Matt Lauer had a beard for a short period of time.
Didn't look very good with it, but he had one.
Darth Vader, you ever rock a beard?
I think by the time Darth Vader got old enough to rock a beard, his face and skin follicles had been melted off.
Yeah, Mark Hamill sure as hell had a beard. Has a beard right now.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Tons of men have had beards, so if you think the category sucks, then hit me with anything else, but I thought it was kind of funny. 766-9370. Let's go to Bill. Bill, link us and win. We got ZZ Top, Thorogood. Hi.
Hey, this question is for Joe.
Okay.
In the movie The Incredibles, who did Frozone's voice?
Whose voice?
Frozone.
Oh, Samuel L. Jackson.
You got it, buddy. Woo-hoo! Good job.
Hey, let's go back to Pulp Fiction. You think Samuel L. Jackson on his wallet it had BMF? You think he didn't have a beard? Oh, my God, someone else that had a beard.
Django and Chandy had some fantastic lamb chops.
See? Lots of men have had beards throughout time. What is your name? How do I pronounce your name? Welcome.
It's Shenhov.
Shenhov. Welcome, Shenhov. Yeah, Lick us and win.
Great name, dude.
Hey, most people don't get that right. You did a really good job.
Shenhov. Well, the reason we got it right is because we asked you how to say it.
Yeah.
Well, people struggle for months, believe me.
Shenhov. Lick us and win. Yeah.
Cool. Joe, what actor has played in two Marvel movies and one DC movie?
What actor played in two Marvel movies and one DC movie?
Are you hip to the whole Marvel DC thing? Because if producer Dana were here, man, she'd be scolding
she
you.
She is really good at it.
She's
right
a
now.
Snob when it comes to Marvel DC, and I can't remember which one she likes better, but she does have a preference.
I thought it was Marvel, but I can't remember either. Is it a black guy or a white guy? And is it a man? If you would
it's
give me
white,
that.
It's a white guy.
It's a white guy. God. You know what? I don't want to waste time, dude. I can't. I don't know who it is.
So you're saying they've done two DC and one Marvel, and they're the only actor that has done that?
So I'm guessing the character they played didn't cross movies, right? They just played a
different character.
Yeah. I don't know who it is, bro.
Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, Green Lantern, and Blade. He was the sidekick.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
He was in Blade.
The cross-eyed Ryan Reynolds.
He
wow.
hates that Green Lantern movie, too, dude. He did not like that.
Ryan Reynolds didn't?
Mm-mm, he didn't like it.
He should like anything anyone puts him in. He's awful. Hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to Ed. Ed, welcome.
Morning, gentlemen. Hands free.
Yes, you are, neighbor.
Woo!
So, forgive me. This is a question for the dog. I'm not sure how to word this without giving it away, but could you tell me who a famous general was who was bearded?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Also drank juice. Damn.
Yeah, is that right? Ulysses.
Yep.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, there we go.
I think Robert E. Lee had one, too.
He did both drinking bourbon, too.
Well, damn near all the famous war commanders and leaders of the time had beards. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it wasn't like they were walking into the damn supercuts and getting shaved. There was nowhere to go. They had to go out and they had to live on the prairie for months on end before they'd get into some sort of little, you know, civilization, little cowboy town to get a shave. They were out there all the time.
In the early days, like Washington and Jefferson, then they were clean shaven or they had like long lamb choppy things. Then it went to the beard.
Yeah.
You know, so facial hair was everywhere.
Let's go to Jared. Jared, lick us and win.
Hey, how's it going? So, superhero question.
Get.
Hey, I know next hour what we'll do. We'll do superheroes with beards. I'm kidding.
I don't think I can think of one.
No. Lick us and win.
So, who played Captain America before Chris Evans?
Oh. Is it an actor we would know?
No, actually, I think that's the only movie he did, actually.
Oh, okay, so you decided to take it in an unfun direction, okay.
No, because Captain America should be the most killer superhero ever, because he is America's superhero, but he's not.
Yeah, plus he's got that shield, you know.
He gets the blunt end of the stick. I don't know who it is, bro. Who is it?
It's J.D. Salinger's son, Matt Salinger. It's the only movie he ever did.
Oh, it's his son?
Yeah.
You idiot.
Who's his dad? Who the F?
You punk.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Hang on.
Hey, you're going, though, bro. You got some tickets. We're in for the drawing anyway.
Let's go to Wayne. Wayne, lick us and win.
Hey, I got this question for Dog.
All right.
Go ahead,
Wayne. Hey, this guy's a famous actor who did a lot of Westerns, and he used this phrase in one of his movies. Do you have to use so many cuss words?
What year are you talking? Because here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I despise Western movies.
Oh, you do?
I really do. I hate them. Unless Sam Elliott's in it and it's like a newer version of something that, you know, took place in the old days. I hate Westerns. John Wayne? Yuck.
Really?
All that stuff. Yeah, the Lone Ranger would come on. Boy, I couldn't get to the remote quick. I hate Westerns. I hate all the spaghetti stuff, the
like
good,
gun
the bad.
Smoke and Bonanza and all
Yuck.
That.
Yuck.
Oh, really?
You just put a cowboy hat and a guy and a horse, and I, you know how much I love horses, but you put them out in that Western scene, I'm out.
No kidding.
I hate a Western. I really, really do.
I don't know if I ever knew that about you.
Unless it's Sam Elliott, you know.
So he wasn't a fan of Brokeback Mountain then, I'm assuming?
No. He was, Albert.
Yeah, no,
that was the one Western.
The only
really
one I watched.
Yeah,
I really thought that the whole way that they did Western movies was going to change, and then it didn't, and I've been heartbroken ever since. I'm like, wow, they finally found a genre and a niche that I could really latch on to.
He got done watching that. He said, that Jake Gyllenhaal sure can ride.
Yeah, I said, oh my, that Jake Gyllenhaal sure can buck. I said, oh man, he is a good bucker, man. He knows how to buck. Yeah, where's Brokeback Mountain 18? Wow, where's that one at? Yes, yes, thank you for that, Albert. Yeah. All Westerns are crappy except the Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, you're the best, bro. That's
fantastic. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, you sure can book. Wayne, I don't know what you're looking for.
We got a little sideways there, Wayne. Sorry about that.
What era?
Yeah.
What year did this movie come out?
This movie was probably in the late 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It wasn't a Western movie. It was a comedy.
Oh.
And
late 90s.
Huh. All right. It's doubtful I've seen it, but try me. What is it? What's the answer?
It is...
Hello?
The Big Lebowski.
Oh, the
now wait a minute. Now
say the quote again.
The Big Lebowski. You're talking about Jeff Bridges. Are you talking about True Grit?
No, this wasn't a Western. It was The Big Lebowski, and he was an actor in there, and used that phrase.
Oh, when they
use so many cuss words.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of remember the part that he's talking about. At the beginning, though, you said it was a Western. That's what threw me. That's what led to that big tangent and all that. Yeah, you kind of tripped me up at that. Because, again, the greatest cowboy ever, Sam Elliott, in The Big Lebowski as the dude.
Oh.
So, all right. Yeah, fair enough. Hang on. Hang on to that one. And was Big Lebowski 90s? I guess it would have been.
It would have been. I completely forgot that Sam Elliott was in that. He was the one kind of narrating it the whole way through.
That was the dude. Yeah. Let's go. Or not the dude.
No, he wasn't the dude. Dude was Bridges.
But the dude was Bridges. He was the... why did I screw that
up? He was the narrator.
No, but he had a name. I'm so stupid right now. He was the... Not the wanderer.
Sam Elliott had a name in The Big Lebowski? I thought he just narrated it and sat down.
Look
at
it up as we go through this. No, they called him the Wanderer. Oh, crap!
I'll find it.
All right, let's go to this one. Shane, lick us and win.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, Shane?
Your dog.
Okay.
What two hockey players are most known for their beards and just got the Bromance Award for the year?
Okay. I have no idea, but I know Joe found what they called...
The Stranger.
The Stranger! Yes, The Stranger! Gosh damn it! Yeah, The Stranger!
Now, wait a minute. When you say these two hockey players got the Bromance Award of the year, does that mean that they fought each other the most?
No, they're on the same team. They just got Bromance of the two most compared players together.
I can say this with pride and an absolute conviction.
You shouldn't, though.
The only thing that's just a wee bit better than soccer, because soccer is the worst, is hockey. But I hate them equally, and because I'm a California native, I can simply tell you hockey is awful, and it doesn't have a place in my life or anywhere past New York.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
I don't know nothing about
like
hockey.
Any sport that raises his heartbeat.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know anything about hockey. Who are they?
It's Joe Thornton and Brett Burns from San Jose Sharks.
Yeah. Oh, a California team, even. Yeah.
I loved California hockey team.
And here's the thing. How do people watch hockey on TV now? Now that we got these HD TVs and the clarity's so good, you ever put hockey on your TV? And, you know, you got this big screen. It's so freaking white and bright. It hurts my eyes. And they're going around and they're slapping the puck. It makes me crazy. It's too bright.
Oh, I've never thought about that. I bet it would be now that everything is so damn clear.
It's so clear. It hurts. And I know you could go through and you could turn the color down. But I'm like, my God, it's so bright, it annoys me. As soon as hockey's on, I'm like, ugh, I turn it. Just like those westerns.
Because it's like football on skates. I like it. I mean, it's nothing like football on skates, but you hit each other like football, you know?
Yeah, football on skates.
I enjoy it.
Let's go to Chris. Hang on, we'll do one more. Chris, lick us and win.
Hey, how's it going? This one's for Joe.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
So the character had a beard. Who played Fat Bastard?
That's easy.
Michael Myers. He's back in movies now again. I saw him in something else. He's doing like big movies and things.
He's doing some junkets and whatnot. And they say Mike Myers. They say he is one of the meanest, most horrible son of a bitches in Hollywood.
And
they
that
say
sucks. To
he's
know
got
that.
A temper and he's angry. And they say he's mean to people. And they say he's a really, really evil, cunning dude.
And that's kind of why you hadn't seen him in movies for a little while. He somewhat blackballed himself.
Well, he had to go out and count all his money. I mean, a lot of these guys, when you see them and they're that big, it's because it took him 20 years to count all his money. He made tons and tons of movies.
You can tell
money.
He's aged, but he damn near looks about the same. He just looks like a little bit older version of himself.
All right, let's do this one. One more, and then we'll stop right here. Jacob, last one. Lick us and win.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, so I got a question for Dog. What is the world's record longest beard?
So what do you want to give me? You want me to give it to you in feet and inches? Is that what you're looking for, the length, or who owned it?
Feet and inches.
Yeah.
It's got to be Rip Van Winkle's.
I'm going to put this beard at, I'm going to put it at 9 feet, 4 inches.
Oh, quite a bit off. It's 17 foot, 6 inches. The guy, the name was Hans Landseth.
Yeah. What year?
17 feet.
1927.
Yeah. Now, back then, that would have been cool. Like, the chicks would have been, oh, Hans, have you seen his beard? Now you got a guy with a 17-foot beard? No way. People are throwing matches at you. They want that beard gone.
Could you imagine you've taken the time to grow your beard 17 feet long and someone throws a match at it?
Could you imagine for the hipsters out there? Oh, my God, how much beard oil? How much beard oil would you have to put in a 17-foot beard?
What would that look like on you?
Awful.
That's wrapped around you like a scarf.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to grow it out, then you'd have to roll it up on your head. You'd look like Marge from The Simpsons. I mean, it'd be hanging down your back.
You would.
Yeah. All right, Horse Tracker, Horse Crap, that's coming for the Cal Expo Horse Race on Friday with more rounds of Lickus and Win. Hold on.
Right after Dog and Joe, each weekday morning, Monica Lowe rolls out 93 minutes of nonstop rock.
Isn't that just so awesome you can't stand it?
Make it part of your workday. From 9:15 to 10:45. It's 93.7 The River. The River. Nonstop.